Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for colds.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
The whole family. Well, here we are, folks, same as every Saturday night, with the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance Hour sent to you from the old WLS Hayloft in Chicago by the Miles Laboratories of Elkhart, Indiana, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Say, I wish you could all see the happy, smiling people crowding in this old red barn tonight. Boy, oh, I tell you, this beautiful September weather we've been having here in these parts lately has made everyone feel extra gay and happy. Hang your hats and coats on those harness pegs over yonder, folks, and hurry, because the party is ready to commence. Did I say ready? Yes, you can't keep this gang down. They've started already with a bright September serenade. Serenading, girls and boys. Oh, by the way, folks, do you know what day this is? Well, sir, according to my Dr. Miles weather calendar hanging on the kitchen wall back home, it's the last day of summer. My, tempest certainly does fugit, as the saying goes, and tomorrow we'll find autumn right on our doorstep. So tonight, we're sort of saying goodbye to good old summer, and as the leaves begin to turn to golden autumn colors, we'll turn to the songs that the season suggests. Yes, sir, our hayloft girls and boys have splashed around in their old musical paint buckets and mixed up a batch of their brightest fall colors and songs. First of all, though, let's take that little zip of autumn out of the night air by warming up this old hayloft with a rip-roaring old-time square dance. Get your partners, everybody, and bring a high, wide, and handsome to the tune of Golden Slippers.
Archie, you call her off.
Here we go. Hey, right, gentle, let's join your hands and circle the left wing, little honey, farm line, lady, and lady, gently behind. Dance, gator, you come around, on, live like a queen on a gate, while right behind, play around, left seat, and on the left.
Little thing you call your own.
You can't beat a good old square dance when there's a tang of autumn in the air and frost on the moon.
Hey, Joe, there's a young lady here who wants to see you.
Young lady?
Yeah.
Well, we mustn't keep a lady waiting. Sure, right in. Oh, by the way, who is she?
I don't know, Joe. All she said was that she wanted to see Mr. Alka-Seltzer about getting on the radio.
Oh, she wants to get on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, tell her that I'm too busy to talk to her. Now, ask her to see me in a couple of weeks. You don't stall her off. Huh?
Okay, I'll do my best.
Yeah, fine. All right, thanks, Archie. Well, I better get something started around here. Come on, Hot Shots, help me out. Folks, it's full steam ahead with those four merry musical madcaps. The Hoosier Hot Shots taking the helm.
Count on it, boys. Count on it. Wind that thing up, has it? Off we go.
And put your bumper shoots down again now. That little sprinkle turned out to be nothing but a sun shower. Here. Say, what's going on back there?
It's handy, Joe, pushing everybody around.
Yeah, that boy's acting sort of wild. Says he's looking for somebody.
Well, we'll see about that.
Hey, where'd he go? Hey, hold my coat. Hey, which way to go? Hey, lead me to him, boy. I'll mow him down.
Wait a minute. Whoa, now, Hezzy, calm yourself. You're puffing like a peanut roaster. There now. Where's who, and just who is it that you're going to mow down? Come on now, speak right up. Don't hold out on me.
Well, there's a certain young fella around here, and I ain't mentioning no names, Joe, but, boy, I'm telling you one thing. When I see him, out of my way, boy, while I'm out of my
way. Well, if that isn't something, a fine way to interrupt our party. Oh, well, there's never a dull moment in the old hayloft. And right now, folks, it's time to bring on that wizard of the strings, that prince of personality and king of the banjo, Eddie Peabody.
Thank you. folks, that was Little Eddie and his banjo playing After You're Gone to Mr. Summertime. Toodaloo, old top, we'll see you next season, I hope. And now we can look forward to a beautiful harvest moon. So shine on, harvest moon. And Bob, you might as well do a little shining too, because here we go.
Okay.
And say that old harvest moon never seemed brighter. And now, friends, for the magic touch of memory we have learned to expect each Saturday night here in the old hayloft. From out of the past, a beautiful song seals out of the dust to you. And here's the Dean of Ballad Singers to bring it closer, our own Henry Burr.
To
song had all the beauty and peace of a September evening.
Excuse me, Joe, but that young lady's here again, and she still wants to get on the radio.
Well, we can't put her on the air, Archie. We don't even know what she can do.
She claims she can do everything, Joe, and she wants you to give her an audition.
She wants an audition?
Yeah, you know how ladies are, Joe. When they make up their minds to something, why, you can't stop them.
You said something there, Archie. Is that the girl over there by the hay sheet?
Yeah, that's her.
Mm, nice looking girl. Well, now, Archie, we ought to give her a chance after all. Tell her to come over here, will you?
It ain't necessary. Here she comes. Right now.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Are you Mr. Alka-Seltzer?
No, I'm... my name is Joe Kelly.
Oh, Mr. Kelly, well, then you're the man I want to see. I want to get a job on the air. Maybe you can give it to me.
Well, what can you do?
Well, I can do most everything. That's the funny part about it. I can't understand why I can't get a job on the air. But I've just gone around and around giving auditions until I've simply gone mad.
Well, you don't look mad.
Oh, but I am.
Oh, are you?
I'm just raving mad. You know, the funny thing about it is that when I go in to give an audition, the man that sits in the control room, you know, back of the controls, before I've even started to do a character, he stops me. I never get anywhere. That's what makes me so mad. Let me show you what happens to me. Can I show you how
Absolutely.
It goes?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Well, of course, I'm always very nice to him, and I start out by saying, how's the voice level? All right. Thank you. This first character I'm going to do for you is one of those talky women who runs around on 12 cylinders 12 hours of the day. Something like this. Oh, hello, my dear. No, I haven't a moment to say. I had to come in here all about the party last night. Isn't it precious? I mean, say, you and Reggie planning to be married when this time last year everybody thought it was Reggie and I'll never forget the day I turned Reggie down. I beg your pardon? Too fast. Well, you understand, it's just to give you an idea of the character. You don't think the radio audience will understand everything she says. Well, do you think it matters? Oh, yes, I have something else. Now, just a moment. Maybe you'd like my French girl struggling with American slang. Mais oui, je ne comprends pas si vous plaît, papa. Explain to your baby what you mean when you say the most funny way. What? You don't like any kind of dialect on the air. Well, what do you do when you have a dialect part? You make them all straight parts so the American audience can understand without thinking. I see. I know you'd like my child. I've played so many children on the air.
Roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my mama's darling, don't you think I'm sweet?
Never use grown-ups for children. Oh, but I can understand that. Very few grown-ups can play children, but I can. I have. I thought you might want me to double sometime, you know, play mother and child. You remember Real Folks of Thompson's Corners? I used to play five different characters on that.
Oh, you remember Sneed, the boy that spoke pieces and giggled? I was him. Sure.
And you remember Bessie Stevens, don't you? Mercy sakes alive, if you ever heard her, you couldn't forget her. Well, I played her.
And given a bit would you be noticed, but I played Delia too. And if they ever begin to talk about any...
You remember the baby, Community, the baby that cried? You don't like it. I didn't understand. Something I'm doing currently on the air. Yes, yes, yes. I play in 1,000 a month. Here's a character I did just the other night on Death Valley Days. Death Valley Jane, I call her.
Why ain't I as good as any man? Tell me that, Dave Sturgis. Oh, I know what's eating you. You men... don't like it, because I come up here and stake the claim and one out again the lot of you.
I didn't understand. You don't like to hear a woman talk like that. Well, you got nothing on me, brother. I don't either. But I'm just trying to find something you might be able to use sometime in a dramatic program that you... What? You're not casting any dramatic program. You're what? Head of the music department.
I mean, you sitting there bluffing me and me standing here kidding you. Sure, I'm kidding you because I'm not an actress. I'm an animal imitator. What do I mean? Well, I mean I'm the original cat. And my barking dog really bites. So beware.
You probably guessed, this young lady who just auditioned for us is none other than our special guest of the evening, Elsie May Gordon, well-known comedian of stage and radio. We all enjoyed your audition, Miss Gordon, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again later on in the evening.
Oh, say, Archie.
Yeah. You see to it that our guest meets everybody here and has a good time.
That'll be a pleasure, Joe. Just leave it to me.
Our party tonight wouldn't be complete without her. Herbert Ingram's beautiful song of fading summer, Goodbye Rose, brought to us now by radio's most popular basso, Joe Parsons.
Once a bird who loved a rose chirped despondently, oh, my love, from above your fading blush I see. But I cannot linger here, winter's blasts are near.
Nice work, Joe Parsons. Your song reached a new high, and I might say that last note reached a new low. Friends, our next offering for your entertainment is the presentation of a one-act play by our own Hayloft Drama Guild. The scene is in a home just up your street a few houses. The time is night. Fred, our hero, is just getting home from work. He is met at the door by his wife. Listen.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Terrible.
Bad day?
Yeah.
Me too.
Too bad.
Want any supper?
Maybe.
It's ready.
What you got?
Soup.
That all?
Uh-huh.
Don't bother. I'm too tired to eat.
Too bad.
I guess I'll go to bed.
How about a movie?
No. Got a headache.
Too bad.
Too bad what?
Too bad there's no Alka-Seltzer in the house.
Alka-Seltzer? Now, why didn't I think of that? That's what we need around here. I'll go out and get some right away.
Of course, our little play was a bit exaggerated, but it did contain an important message which we wanted every one of you to hear and remember.
Yes, friends, when a busy day at work leaves you feeling all fagged out, be wise. Freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. When you come home feeling weary and headachy, drink a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer and see how much better it makes you feel. Alka-Seltzer is mighty effective in cases of physical fatigue because it offers you the relief you want for tired, aching muscles and the alkalizer you need for quick relief from the fatigue itself. Be sure to take Alka-Seltzer the next time physical fatigue causes you distress. You'll feel better fast.
And now, as our goodbye summer party swings along, paving the paths with falling leaves to lighten the footsteps of the golden glory of autumn.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
Hey, they tell me he's been here and gone.
Bessie, what's the idea? I was just getting poetic and going great guns, and you had to butt in and spoil it.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe, but listen.
Huh?
I'll catch up with that fella yet, and when I do, look out.
Good riddance. Well, folks, summer may be fading, but not the spirit of the old Hayloft gang. No, sir, the girls and boys are getting together now for another dance.
Yes, sir, and this time it's a good old polka, Joe.
And so it is. There they go, dancing as pretty as you please. And while they're dancing, the music will fade, but just for a short while, while your station rings those chimes, and then we'll pokey right back to you. Everybody, you see, we kept our word and pokied right back to you. Yes, it's the second half of the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance Hour coming right at you from the old hayloft in Chicago. Our good friend, Old Man Summer, who is making his last appearance in these parts tonight, is the head man on our party, and all the mirth and melody is in his honor. Our special guest of the evening is Elsie Mae Gordon, and we'll hear from her again as soon, and as well as from Henry Burr, Aunt Pat and Judy, Eddie Peabody, Avis Leone, and our hayloft chorus. But right now, folks, let us lend an ear to a sprightly little ditty dished up for us by the good old Hoosier Hot Shots.
Fetch up all that stuff, Eddie. Let's do a little rush cut.
he's over 40.
And yet they call him baby. What they do is simply beat the band. They're talking baby talk, it's all a rage.
They're acting childish, it's from old age.
Just why they call him baby, I could never understand. Why do they call him baby when they mean grown up lady?
I saw Joe last night. I nearly died of fright. One kept winking, I kept thinking, I bet she knew Abe Lincoln.
And yet they call him baby. Why they do is simply beat the band. They love to dress in baby lace and silk.
But I have yet to hear one cry for milk.
Just why they call him baby.
Shots, winter, spring, summer, or fall. Now, folks, we have a surprise for you. You all know by this time that our guest of the evening, Miss Elsie May Gordon, is a very versatile artist, willing to tackle most anything. But what you probably do not know is that Miss Gordon has spent a great deal of time in the heart of Georgia and gleaned there firsthand many incidents and accidents of the colored folks of the South. And right now, Miss Gordon is going to give us one of these interesting incidents. Miss Elsie May Gordon.
This incident happens to be an accident, and it's probably one of the most typical scenes from the Deep South. This is a special request number I'd have you know. It's the old Negro with his mule. He's almost afraid to touch the telephone, but he goes into a corner drugstore and he calls up very gingerly, and the telephone conversation is something like this. Hello? Hello? That you, Miss Telephone? This here's Bob. Yeah, I say, this is Bob. Would you please to get me Mark Henry Watson? What's that? Your number? No, he ain't got no number. No, he ain't never been to the penitentiary. Yeah, he live in that White House that's back at the new schoolhouse. That's the one? Yeah, can you get him? Thank you, man. Hello? Yeah, am I waiting? What you think I'm doing, traveling? Hello, that you, Mark Henry? Yeah, this here's Bob. I say, this here's Bob. Yeah, Mark Henry, I called up to tell you that Ma, that our mule, she done bought. About 2 blocks out in the stable. Yeah, sir, we done that. Yes, we tied a horsehair around the ear. Didn't do no good. Yes, we done that, too. I say we blowed in a year. No, sir, didn't do no good. I don't know, Mars Henry. He didn't say his name before he blowed. Yes, we done that, too. Yeah, I say we twist her tail. No, sir, didn't do no good. She never mind that a bit. Yeah. No, sir, I never twist it. Catch me fooling around that. I say, I never twist it. Well, a little fat traveling man from New York, he twist it. Yeah, well, the police is pouring water on his head now. Yeah, we done that, too. The left forefoot. Yeah. No, it didn't do no good.
No, sir, Martin, I didn't do it. Get me to. I say, I never done it. I don't know, Mark Henry. Yeah, see, he was a nice man that just carried him to the hospital. Yeah. Well, that's what he loved. I say, that's what he allowed. He allowed the mule couldn't do it with one foot tied up. Well, she done it. The stomach. I say, the stomach. Yeah. Yeah, I say it was. Oh, Lord, Martin, that ain't the worst. No, sir, I just coming to the worst. Yeah, Martin, we just done everything we knowed how with that mule, and then we built a fire under. Yeah, well, she didn't like that a bit. You know, she never run. I never see that mule run, but... Well, Mars Henry, when we built the fire, it was under the mule. But she just kind of eased over till the fire was under the cart. Yeah, so it did. Well, right smart. Well, Mark Henry, I don't think I can use that cart no more. Yeah, that's what I called up to ask you. You go and send your cart down for that old mule. Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir, Mark Henry. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You hope me out moderately this morning. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. Oh, lordy. I just wish I had about $3. I'd buy that mule. And I'd take her out and I'd bust her fool head wide open. That's what I do.
What did I tell you, folks? Thank you, Elsa May Garden, for that very amusing story. By the way, folks, Miss Garden has promised to drop in on us here in the old hayloft for another visit next Saturday night.
Hey, look out here, Joe. Take it easy.
Well, take it alive, Arkie. What's this I see coming toward me? Somebody's woodpile?
No, sir, it's a xylophone, Joe.
Well, so it is. And a vibraharp comes also. That means we're going to be serenaded, folks, by that master of the xylophone and vibraharp, Bobby Christian. Music out of those musical bed slats. Incidentally, folks, Bobby Christian is a regular member of our Hayloft Orchestra.
Whoa, wait a minute. What was that just flew by me?
That was Hansie, Joe. He's still looking for somebody. Well, I sure hope he finds his Mr. Somebody. I don't want him to interrupt our party. No, sir, especially not at this time. For now, folks, once again, we're going to hear from the Dean of Ballad Singers, the old Hayloft's own Henry Bird.
Brought happiness my way, making this a haven here below. Like the sunshine from above, you have filled my heart with love. But there's one thing here I'd like to know. Is love like a rose?
for another swell farewell to summer song.
Say, Archie.
Yes, sir?
Are all the girls and boys ready for our last summertime sweat dance?
Bet your boots.
Bet your boots. You're all ready and raring to go.
Right? All right, here we go.
I wonder, have you noticed how quickly your appetite begins to increase when there's a cool, crisp tang in the air? Haven't you found that you're eating bigger breakfasts these early fall mornings, and when you come home for dinner, don't you feel like dying into a big meal and eating your weight in meat and potatoes? Yes, most of us are eating much more these days. Eating too much, in fact, at times. Well, that's the very reason why you should always have a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy. You know, it's really a mighty simple matter to get quick relief from that discomfort after eating, that upset stomach, and acid indigestion. Take a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer, and here's what it does for you. When you dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water, it bubbles up and makes a pleasant-tasting, alkalizing solution. It offers quick relief by neutralizing the excess acid in your stomach, usually the immediate cause of your distress. What's more, this acid-neutralizing action continues for some time after you take it, usually long enough for the stomach itself to take over and get the situation well under control. Now, that's what I call real relief. It's the kind of relief you want and need when distress after eating threatens to take all the enjoyment out of the meal you've just had. So be wise. Never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home. When you suffer with acid indigestion, distress after meals, upset stomach, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Be sure to check up on your supply and get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist this weekend.
That was a heat wave if I ever felt one. Girls and boys, you danced summer away in a blaze of glory. Listen, everybody. The orchestra is playing a soft and sweet melody. Yes, sure enough, old Mother Nature is getting ready to sing summer to sleep. It's the lullaby of the leaves. Just as nice as could be, girls and boys. And if it didn't lull old summer to sleep, I don't know what will. Well, now let's see what happens now. Hey, Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
I got him, Joe. Here he is, right here.
Don't believe him, Joe. I've got him.
Well, hold on here. Now, what's this all about, anyway?
We're feuding, Joe. We're feuding.
You bet we are, Joe.
Ridiculous. Eddie Peabody and Hezzy feuding? Why, whatever is the matter?
Well, now, I'll tell you what's the matter, Joe. All summer long, this Hezzy guy has been claiming his washboard gives off hotter rhythm than that old banjo of mine.
Well, it does.
It does not?
I know better. It does.
Now, here,
well,
baby, now, wait a minute. Now, listen to this for some hot rhythm, Joe. Now, you just
tell me. All right, go right ahead, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Let's everybody listen now. That was plenty.
Hot. Yeah, well, get a load of this hot whiteboard, boy. Look at this.
But say, why don't you two feuders play something together and let the folks decide who's the hottest?
Oh, that's okie-dokie, see, Joe.
Yeah, and that goes for me, too. Here, just let him try to follow me on this one now.
Go
here
ahead.
We go.
I'll catch up with you, boy.
Well, I'm running
wasn't a battle of rhythm for your whiskers. Right here now, I'm going to step in and thank both Hezzy and Eddie Peabody and declare the contest even, Stephen. In other words, a tie. Well, folks, the good old summertime is on the wane, and even as we regret its passing, we welcome the beautiful fall season and look forward to the many happy days that are to come. And now, Avis Leone adds a high note to climax our goodbye to summer party with Thomas Moore's eternal favorite, The Last Rose of Summer.
a message of great importance to the person in your family who is in charge of balancing the family budget. Always remember that when you buy a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist, you get a lot more for your money because it is good for so many different common ailments. Get a package from your druggist next time you're in his store. And it's time now. We were hearing about the treats in store for us next Saturday night at the Happy Hayloft Party, and here's just the man to tell us. Joe?
Friends, we're planning an extra special party for next Saturday night, and the occasion? Well, we're very proud and happy to say that 1 week from tonight, the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance will celebrate its 7th anniversary. Elsie Mae Gordon, Pat Buttram, Lucille Long, Joe Parsons will join our regular Hayloft gang in celebrating this festive occasion. So make a special note, folks, to be with us on our 7th anniversary and our 365th Barn Dance Party next Saturday. Same time, same station. Remember, too, that the makers of Alka-Seltzer present 3 radio programs each week, all on NBC networks. The Quiz Kids on Wednesday, Alec Temple and Time on Friday, and the National Barn Dance on Saturday night. So until next week, good night and good health to you all.
The Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance with Joe Kelly as your master of ceremonies has come to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.